Okay, say that again for audio boom. Or boom.
Well, today, oh gosh. Today, according to the Julian calendar, which today would be November 12th in the Julian calendar.
Yes, it's all very confuzzling. Well, at least to one who is not initiated.
I would like to not have a Julian calendar, but there you are. My church, my current parish uses it, so there we are. Today, according to that calendar, is November 12th, which, among other saints, is the commemoration of this of Saint. I'm going to say Machar, M-A-C-H-A-R. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing it correctly, because I'm not a Gaelic scholar, but he was a bishop of Aberdeen in the 6th century, and also it is the feast day of King Cadwaladr of Cymru.
Yay!
Yeah. And that's awesome. So, that was what I was told to say. And I'm Sarah Hillis, by the way.
Yes, for anyone who doesn't know, isn't aware. But as we all know, or most of us know, I am totally nuts about anything Welsh, and that is usually very evident in a number of my booze, so I just had to get Sarah to say that about good old Cadwaladr. And my sink is dripping. Oh, I realize it's a total non sequitur. Sorry about that. I was just listening to it and realizing. I meant to say in my other boo that I haven't even posted yet that I. Now, I realize this may sound like I'm tooting my own horn. But I mentioned it in case some of you might like to try it. I made a macaroni salad the other day because I knew Sarah would be coming and I thought she might like a pasta salad. And I didn't actually have a recipe in mind. Sometimes I just like to be creative and sort of throw things together. So I made macaroni salad a la Gwenllian, and I had whole wheat macaroni, which is supposed to be healthier than white pasta. Whether it is or not is debatable. But anyway, so I had that, and then I put mayo and Dijon mustard and a bit of pickle relish. I think it was sweet pickle relish. but then I also chopped up some spicy pickles and some tangy dill pickles, and I added that. And then I love tuna in my macaroni salad. I'll eat macaroni salad without tuna, but generally I think it's because I was raised to always have tuna in my pasta salad, so generally I put tuna fish in it, and that was really nice. So if you like that sort of thing, I would encourage you to give it a go. If I'd had onions and celery, I would have added them, but alas, I did not. I've also put jalapeno pepper in macaroni salad before, but again, just didn't happen to have anything handy. I have difficulty getting groceries now because the people at the supermarket that I'm accustomed to going to are no longer really able to help me. They're really short-staffed there, and they don't have time, and there's no one working customer service anymore except the lady that does the lottery tickets in the Western Union. So it's hard for me to just go to the supermarket and get a few bits and pieces. So I have to buy in advance. I have to order online on Grocery Gateway. And so I don't tend to order a lot of vegetables because you can't just, on Grocery Gateway, you can't just buy, say, loose onions or, you know, a few bits and pieces. You have to buy things in larger sizes, and I can't do that because I'm just one person. Like at Metro, I can go and I can buy a little container of celery that would just be perfect for me, because I'd never use a whole huge bundle of celery. And that's unfortunately why, I mean, I do buy vegetables, like I'll buy carrots and potatoes and things like that, but I don't buy a lot of things unless they're frozen, because I can't use them in time. So I suppose one might say, well, it would be nice to have a roommate, but then that takes compromise. Let's face it, I'm an inherently... Well, I can't say I'm a selfish person, because I don't really think I'd like to think I'm not a selfish person, but I'm set in my ways. I'm used to my own space, my own way of doing things, and I don't know if I could live with somebody unless I were to enter into a relationship with someone and, you know, really want to. You know, that would be different. But as things stand now, I'm sort of happy in my own space. But I'm hoping that maybe the illustrious Kimmers and I can get a place in the same building at some point, and then we can cook together and split some grocery bills, and we always have fun cooking together. What are you doing, Sarah?
Reading things and texting people and
okay.
Stuff. Sorry.
No,
that's the salad was good.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, there's no comment from the peanut gallery. Must have. Maybe it wasn't as good as I thought.
No, it was lovely.
Yeah, I wish I had more. Well, I mean, I could make more. I suppose I do have a bit more macaroni guy. I don't have any tuna left. Anyhow, that's really all I wanted to ramble about. I would love to get an Audioboo premium account, but it ain't gonna happen, boys and girls, because I don't have the finances at my disposal. Now, where did I put Mr. Olympus? Ah, there it is. Righto. Sorry, I didn't mean to bang the microphone. Anyhow, that really is enough waffling from me. Have an absolutely fantastic day. Oh, and Melanie, if you're listening, I really hope you're feeling better. I've been rather concerned. Just wanted to let you know that I've been thinking of you. Yes, I could send you a DM, but let's face it, I'm a lazy sod. I love receiving DMs, don't get me wrong. I really do. And I will send them back, too, if I get one, but I'm not very good at sending them myself, unless someone initiates first. Anyhow, that really is enough. So, goodbye.